Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we visit with LaRue County farmer Ryan Bibbins, who talks about the wheat crop in his area.
Well, you know, the wheat crop, it's just like everything else this year. Things have been a struggle. We thought we'd really dodged a bullet, but we knew that the potential existed after that May 9th freeze we woke up to. You know, here in central Kentucky, we went for about 5 hours. We were below freezing temperatures. Thought that it had not hurt it, but here a couple of weeks ago, we started seeing a lot of damages. With freeze damage, it takes time to show up. We started seeing some of this damage show up, and we were hoping to have a half a crop after we got into it. Seeing what little we've run so far, we're about 10 to 15% harvested right now in what we have run. We've seen, at best, we're seeing some 20, 30 bushel yields. So obvious the freeze damage really did put a hurting on it. In fact, I told somebody the other day, I was in a field, saw the monitor go anywhere from 0 to 93 in the same field, just depending on location, altitude, and whatnot. So it's a tough crop this year. And like I said, I think it just goes along with 2020, how everything else has been with 2020. It seems like everything we've touched in 2020 has been pretty tough this year. So wouldn't expect the wheat crop to do any less, I guess, Alan.
That sounds about right. Well, how about your corn and beans and everything else you got there in the field? How's it looking?
Everything's looking real good. We went through a pretty extended dry period. You know, I always laugh. I told somebody this morning, I envy all the guys in southern western Kentucky because you all are usually 10 days to 2 weeks ahead of us, you know, on planting schedules as well as wheat harvest. You know, y'all had great dry weather for all the wheat harvest, and there's a lot of guys I'm starting to see wrap wheat harvest up down your neck of the woods, and it's just time for us to get started. So now that we're getting started, we're starting to get some rain. We'd gotten pretty dry up this way. Saw a lot of corn twisting, but we took a good amount of rain here in the last several days. Most places have received right at 2 inches of rain, so and it fell real gentle, real good. Crops are looking really good. Things are really turning around.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, LaRue County farmer Ryan Bibbins. I'm Alan Watts with your Ag Edge.